The Jack Welch Management Institute at Strayer University helps you go from, I know the way, to I've arrived with our top 10 ranked online MBA. Gain skills you can learn today and apply tomorrow. Get ready to go from make it happen to made it happen and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu/Jack Welch MBA to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV and has many campuses, including at 2121 15th Street North in Arlington, Virginia.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. From streaming to shopping, Prime helps you get more out of your passions. So whether you're a fan of true crime or prefer a nail-biting novel from time to time, with services like Prime Video, Amazon Music, and fast free delivery, Prime makes it easy to get more out of whatever you're into or getting into. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to learn more.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Would this suffice as breaking up with the team?
We need to stop the run. We need to get the ball back.
Kenny Clark was a big part of this.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Micah Parsons gets traded.
Holy crap.
Earlier on the show, Seahawks defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence, ESPN announcer Chris Fowler, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, National Championship head coach Mack Brown. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. It's a big hour for us and in the history of this show as we're live on the Roku channel here for this third and final hour of this month before Labor Day weekend. And I'm going to take a minute at the end of this hour for those who are watching right here on Roku. To talk about our relationship with them, because at the end of this show is moving on to a different platform on a daily basis, but on a different portal. We will be here on Roku available. And for those who are listening on Infinity Sports Network in this hour or the Odyssey app, there will be an opportunity for us to be heard on this station throughout the rest of this year. But that's the business of this show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We have a business to conduct. We've got a What's More Likely in a moment. Mack Brown is going to join us in advance of a college football season that explodes onto the scene tomorrow between Ohio State and Texas. And I will be watching on television just like Dave Portnoy. 844-204- what?
We almost made it.
Sorry.
Nebraska, huge win last night. College football is back.
By the way, that kid Raiola in front of Mahomes, doing Mahomes things like this with his hand. Did you see he did that a couple times?
In the intro, he runs down, does the Mahomes jump. Right. Like he's just really going for it.
I'm sorry, Rich, who was it in front of? He was doing it?
In front of Mahomes.
I mean, is that really who he was doing in front of?
Well, I mean, it was in front of the Kelseys as well. In front of Taylor Swift was there.
That's who he did.
Well, they're playing Cincinnati.
I know. Cincinnati was there in Kansas City last night.
I text Rich last night. I'm like, yo, tell Zan that Taylor's at this.
What I text you back? I said, I'm sure he's gotten many of alerts. He's gotten all of his alerts.
Then I realized you were probably playing poker at that
point. I was indeed, sir.
Oh, okay. My bad for bothering you.
844-204. You weren't bothering me. Very good. Well put. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the show. Terzo in Iowa. All rise, everybody. All rise. Terzo in Iowa. What's up, Terzo?
What a man. What a man.
What's up, Rich? Hey, TJ, man. I feel for you, my dude. You know, I can't believe that this trade happened. And you being, you know, a Cowboys fan that you are, you know, it just doesn't make sense to me. You don't get rid of a player like this, and especially shipping him to Green Bay. It's just giving me nightmares of Reggie White again, man. I don't like that feeling.
I feel you on that, bro.
Listen, Reggie White, though, I mean, listen, Micah did in the first four seasons the only thing that we've seen before, 12 or more sacks first four seasons since Reggie White. Reggie White was the minister of defense by the time he showed up in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Before we start calling Micah the next Reggie White, let's see what he does there in Green Bay. Let's just see.
Well, you know, but. Yeah, and I'm not saying.
No, I understand that. But you get your vibes. I got you. Your vibes. I understand.
Yeah, and TJ, you know, at this point, you know, Your owner's going to continue to lie to you. I just kind of think that's what he's doing. So why don't you just sign the release of fandom and come over to the 49ers. Come be a faithful with me, buddy. Come on.
Terzo, if I were to sign that.
We can do this together.
If I were to sign that, which I never would, but if I were to sign it, the Niners would be one of the last four teams that I would jump on the bandwagon of. Okay,
there it is. It's still blank. It's on the screen right now, Terzo, and it's still blank.
Set fire to that thing.
Hey, I can even notarize it for you, Teej. Come on, man.
Well, that's why we got Jay Felly here.
No, no, he's not a notary. Don't forget. Don't forget.
But that's in
Del Tufo just told Susie he was.
I know, but for
and
our
Susie
purposes.
Actually delayed signing much needed legal paperwork to bring it in here, only to be told by Jay. You know, I'm just a mold remediator.
I felt so guilty that day.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, was it your fault?
How many times? Thanks for the call, Terzo.
All right, Terzo.
Why would you feel guilty? I'm sorry somebody else told you I was a notary.
Well, I went along with it, but I mean, he started saying, oh, yeah, he notarized my stuff, I'm like, oh, boy, that didn't happen.
Oh boy, that didn't happen.
I'm looking at Reggie White's statue.
It's still
he
been.
Was so incredible. What? Can we talk about this? My God, the guy had, in his last year in Green Bay, he was 37. He had 16 sacks. Took a year off, came back, played the 1 year with Carolina, and had 5.5 sacks at age 39.
Dude, when he showed up in Green Bay, he was fully already
a Hall of Famer.
Yes. Micah is just on his way.
Six straight first-team All-Pros with the Eagles.
Please.
My God.
And that's
but Micah's been half of that,
198
though, right?
Career sacks.
When he showed up in Green Bay, it was monumental. Monumental.
Guys, this is monumental.
Well, this is monumental because, again...
because this could put them over the top right now, like Stallone.
That's the idea. That's the idea. But as I counseled Murph last night...
How was he feeling?
Well,
he's feeling
great.
Yeah.
But as I counseled Murph last night, is Green Bay took care of him. Right?
Yeah.
Did he get... Did he put Jordan Love on his behind all day? Did he dominate that playoff game and say, we're not losing today at home? Nope. So, yeah, he's incredibly productive. He's very talented. He is a difference maker. But did he get you to the NFC Championship game? Nope.
Yeah, but this isn't basketball.
I get it.
I just, we're not going to now, after hyping him up for all these weeks, aren't now going to go, well, he wasn't that good.
I am not saying that at all. We're talking about Reggie White.
Yeah, I mean,
sir.
Come on, that's, nobody's.
And I'm also saying here that listen, in the NFL, you make your bets. You try to be smart about them. You try to push the right button at the right time. The Green Bay Packers have been building slowly post Aaron Rodgers. It is now time to push a button on something like this. Makes sense. Excellent bet. You're taking advantage of rivals' problems to make it your personal gain. It checks every possible box to do. Great stuff. Same thing. Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh. Matthew Stafford wasn't coming. I don't know if Darnold said no to the money or they didn't want to pay him. Justin Fields, they had a close look at him, and they're like, that's not it. Russ, there's the door. Can we get Kirk Cousins? Did they kick the tires on him? Don't know. Rodgers, at this stage of his life, that's a smart bet. I think it is a smart bet. The Jets with Justin Fields, smart bet. The NFL is all about making smart bets to the best you can do. And see if it works out. The Packers just made a remarkably aggressive, smart move at the same time. And we will see if it does pay off. And week one, baby, I'm just saying, again, you look at the Packers schedule under this microscope now and what Micah can do and what Micah is being brought in to do. You take a look at him and you got Detroit and Washington right off the bat. The team that won their division and the team that eliminated them from the playoffs last year, right away in Lambeau Field. You go 2-0 because Micah's getting like a 1.5, 2.5 sacks. Oh, my God. We'll talk about this till the cows come home. And he's going to have to ramp up. They go to Cleveland, where it all started last year, last second with Dak and CD. Looked great, right? Didn't it look great? Then they're at for Micah going there. And then they're at Dallas. Look out! You got to go for Joe Burrow. You got to chase down Kyler Murray, and then that Sunday nighter in Pittsburgh, saying to Rodgers, "Our last gasp against each other. Here comes Micah Parsons." These are all smart moves. Philadelphia, that's the team that you got to beat. Minnesota, in your division, all those games. You're trying to get Lamar down on the ground a couple days after Christmas. Great move. Super move. Will it work out? We've got to see. And it's all going to be must-see. Let's get to what's more likely right here on the Rich Eisen Show on a Friday. Hit it, please.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, let's roll. Let's roll.
Friday, it's Friday, it's Friday. What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's going on?
What's up, man?
You know who's doing great? I think Micah Parsons is doing pretty good right
now. I'd say so.
Who's more likely to have the most sacks this season, Micah Parsons or any two Cowboys?
Oh, boy. Combined?
Combined.
Jeez, that is. I'll go any two Cowboys. Just because I'm trying to be respectful. I mean, that's a great question. So let's say Micah has 12 again. So two Cowboys have got to get six. I mean, Dante Fowler Jr. is the guy, right?
Eight, four, seven, five.
TJ, you want to chime in?
Micah has 16,
I mean,
maybe?
You know, personally, I hope it's the any two Cowboys.
But what's more likely? It's not what's more hopeful.
Well, what's more likely?
That's just a different segment.
To pile on to my anguish, I'm going to say probably Micah.
Yeah, maybe so. I take my finger off the previous chess piece. He's going to have a chip on his shoulder. And there's Rashawn Gary, by the way, on the other side. He's going to get some attention. What else, Chris?
The trade yesterday involved, obviously, the NFC North, the NFC East. Which division is more likely to make the Super Bowl? The North or the East? Defending champs.
I'll go North because I think there's more candidates. Yeah. I think there's more Super Bowl potential worthy teams in the North.
Interesting.
Which means I think the Vikings are a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, you do.
Well, they won 14 games last year with Sam Darnold, sir.
Yeah, but they ain't got him though.
Okay.
That's a great point.
They have the champion of Team 144 from that school up AFC North.
Look, you know, NFC North. We're fans.
No, I know.
You
know. No, I think there are more NFC North candidates than the NFC East candidates, so that's the way I will go with that one.
So you're saying three teams in the North, then, you think?
Two in the East?
Definitely not more than two in the East.
Yeah.
So you're saying no Cowboys then is what you're saying.
I am saying I was intimating that, so let me now say it.
Okay, I wasn't sure because there was four teams
four in the division.
I mean, I know it's a bit, but now you've forced me into saying the words.
Well, I mean, with your chest.
Put Chris, what else?
6 days from kickoff next week, Eagles, Cowboys. What's more likely to be the higher total, Eagles wins or Cowboys losses this season?
I'll go Eagles wins. I mean, Cowboys aren't losing 12, 13 games, dude.
Kind of hope we do.
Why not? Yeah, you kind of hope so if you're a Cowboy fan, right?
And get my brother and put...
I don't know, man.
We get this guy who's football cards behind me.
I mean... Dak's not just going to roll over with CeeDee and George Pickens and you know, their tight ends. And, you know, that's still Trevon Diggs there, right? Is he still there?
Yeah, but he's...
Okay, come on now.
They could be this year's Bengals, right?
Come on now. Come on now.
Explosive offense.
You think the Cowboys are going to be 5-12 because of this? Because of this?
I mean, I think...
Okay.
Stop it. They lost a great player.
I will move on.
It's not going to make us
better. I will go Eagles wins is a higher total.
I hope you're right.
I think I am going to be right. What else?
A couple of week one matchups. Let's look way ahead that we may not get to next week and what's more likely. How about this one? Quarterback wide receiver combo with more touchdowns this season. Cam Ward, Calvin Ridley, Bo Nix, Cortland Sutton.
Ooh. Oh, boy. Ooh. I'll go Bo Nix, Cortland Sutton. Come on now. I mean, Bo Nix is we've already seen his body of work so far, and we assume he's going to get better. I'll go Denver. Yeah.
Denver's going to air it out?
Denver's going to air it out.
Oh.
They're going to run it, and they're going to air it out. They're going to do both. They're going to be really good.
Yeah, they're probably going
to
be really
I am
good.
Trying to collect Marvin Mims in as many fantasy drafts as I possibly can.
Oh, man. Okay. Sleeper on Marvin.
I'm not sleeping. Pretty much every team I've had so far has got Marvin Mims on it. He's going to burn it. Mm. Come on now. I mean, Cam Ward's still a rookie, isn't he?
I don't know. We just saw a rookie last year.
I got it. Last 2 years.
Last 2 years. Yeah, we made the Super Bowl.
Cam Ward, he's feeling it.
I'll go Bo Nix, Cortland Sutton.
All right, that's fun.
I'm glad you are allowing it.
What's his
segment? Your show, my segment. It's all the same.
It's all good. How about this one? All the same.
More likely, wide receiver
show.
Wide receiver running back duo. Let's say wide receiver running back duo.
All right.
More yards and touchdowns this year.
Yes.
Marvin Harrison, James Conner.
Marvin James.
Alvin Kamara, Chris Olave.
I'll go Harrison Jr. and Conner.
Cardinals Saints week one.
Come on, man. Come on, dude. Can we be respectful of Kyler Murray a little bit here?
He has not really earned that.
Okay, stop it. Stop it.
Oh, wow.
Stop it.
Stay healthy. Do it in the playoffs.
Got it. Harrison Jr. and Connor.
Well, the playoffs wouldn't count towards this anyway, really.
Like Kamara and Olave, when healthy, is good. Let's see what Spencer Rattler looks. We know. I mean, come on. Kyler Murray is the guy who's throwing the ball and handing it off, right? That we were talking about?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so we're not Clayton tuning it.
We are not tuning it.
Okay, very good.
Did he make the team?
Let me see. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. So you like those? You like the Marvin Harrison, James Conner.
And it's not Clayton Tune. It's Jacoby Brissett.
Jake Brissett's back.
Jake Brissett.
What else?
Big college football weekend. Let's hit on a couple of these. Okay. You love this question. Quarterback under the most pressure tomorrow.
So stupid.
Arch Manning or Julian Sayin?
So stupid.
There's only one right answer.
We know who it is. One right answer. You know what answer it is.
Yeah, I don't even know who the other guy
is. Stop it. Oh, well, you know who the other guy is. He's the starting quarterback of the Ohio State University.
The defending champs.
Make a point.
Ask a...
At home.
I mean, one guy, if he doesn't perform up to snuff, will get another year at Texas or just leave to go to the pros. The other guy, if he doesn't perform up to snuff, will be the starting quarterback at Syracuse. Ask Kyle McCord how it all worked out.
I would gladly take
that. Ask how it all worked out.
Say the kids
for him. That worked out great for us.
I mean, it's great for Syracuse. But, all the scorn of the fan base that can't even countenance seeing Dave Portnoy in the stadium.
Oh, boy.
I mean, my God.
Yeah, that's what they're
allow
thinking.
Him in a stadium of over 100,000 people, and just we'd have to focus in on the one guy. I'm sorry, it's not. because I'm getting it wrong.
Oh right, of
it's
course.
It's Fox.
Yeah. Fox is
that
decision.
Hires him and is paying him all that money to not be on their most watched hour.
Fox's decision.
My bad. So no, I'll choose Saiyan, although pressure, whatever. They're big men on campus playing in the biggest game of their lives. Obviously, there's nerves, but good luck to both of them. I hope they perform as well as they hope to perform.
Big game tomorrow.
Because that means we will enjoy a great football game.
There's one that I hope performs better, though.
Well, that's Arch Manning. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all I mean.
What up?
Guys, some big names. College coaches, obviously, too, that are near and dear to our heart. Who's more likely to have a winning record this year?
Mm-hmm.
Deion Sanders or Bill Belichick?
Great question. You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, Bill, obviously.
No.
Oh.
No. I can't wait to watch Monday night.
I don't know what either team's going to look like, to be honest.
I know. But, Prime's been at this college thing longer than Bill has.
Indeed.
I literally just said those words.
Indeed.
Prime time.
I wonder if Prime has any new trademarks.
Prime time. Oh, God. About gold or digging?
Perhaps either.
That is insane, I'm not by sure the way. What a story that is.
Either one, honestly.
What a development that is. Onward. What else?
All right, last one. Did you see what happened in Philadelphia last night? Kyle Schwarber, my man.
I know, right?
Had a chance at 5 home runs to set the record.
And by the way, did you see it was a position player? And put one, an Ephes pitch right down the middle.
And Schwarber popped up.
I know, I saw that.
It was 57 miles an hour.
I know.
More likely large derriere slugger to get the 60 home runs this year.
I'm going dumper.
Dumper or Schwarber? Who's getting it?
Great one. By the way, large derriere slugger. Is it That's if we had a fantasy baseball name. That's it.
Obvious.
Come on, man. I'm going
Kyle Raleigh or Kyle Schwarber.
Great question. So one's got 50, one's got 49, right?
Correct.
I'll go one closer. I'll go Kyle Raleigh. By the way, the fact that Schwarber did it in like an old like Mike Schmidt throwback.
Yeah, it was
the Wheeze Kids throwback, like Steve Carlton.
God, it was
that
awesome.
Uniform's gorgeous.
That's what I'm talking about. None of this City Connect garbage, or is that their City Connect?
No, not their City Connect.
Okay. You know what I mean? Like, Come on now. Right there. I shouldn't say garbage.
Yeah, I mean.
I just don't
like Steve Carlton right there.
That's
you know?
It. Right there. The fact that he did it in that uniform was awesome.
He is awesome.
I know. It's God, fun cranking it out like that. So great.
Who wins MVP?
We talked about that yesterday.
I know. And now
I think they're both the MVP right there.
I would love that. That'd be fun.
That's it.
That'd be fun.
I think. You know, and at least our Rich Eisen show social media Grandmaster, if you don't mind me calling him that now.
I mean, yeah.
Jay Culp. At least he got a nice big night before your Mets come in and start making his life miserable again.
By the way,
looks like you guys are going to play each other in the wild card in Philadelphia, and it's still up in the air which location we're going to be playing against each other. This is going to be fun in October. Let us take a break. Mac Brown is going to join us next here on the Rich Eisen Show. Your phone calls as well. Stay on hold. Please listen to this interview because we're going to have time to take your calls on the other side. Oh, the AFC West will predict that still to come, too.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I was looking for fun ways to tell you that Mint's offer of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month is back. So I thought it would be fun if we made $15 bills. But it turns out that's very illegal. So there goes my big idea for the commercial. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
As a scientist, I can tell you that Sundays are only 24 hours long. But with NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV, you get every game every Sunday all in one place. That's upwards of 30 hours of NFL in one day. How can there be 30 hours in 24 hours, you ask? I have a theory. Magic. New users get NFL Sunday Ticket for 8 payments of $34.50 per month. Sign up at NFLSundayTicket.com. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games and commercial use. Terms and embargoes apply. Availability varies.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
All right, back here on the show, Roku Joe Francetta is here, coming in with all sorts of hot takes. No open-toed shoes for men as well, right?
Joe is absolutely right
in saying that you can wear another team's jersey not in the game of the stadium you're going to if it's an international game. Well put.
Because we disagree.
Because it's like a United Nations. It's like a Benetton commercial at those games.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel all sports are melting pots of fandom. So you come together, you might not be a fan of that
team,
but you're showing your fandom.
Well, obviously you would say that since you root for 90 teams.
Listen, bro.
Matthew McConaughey roots for only one team. And before we get to Mac Brown, I think, did you see he posted this video? The minister of of Kwan, I guess, there.
the minister of culture
in advance of tomorrow's big game.
Ding, ding, we're back at the ring. College football is back. Here we go. It's that time of year. Man, I'm really excited about the entire season, but specifically about this University of Texas Longhorn football team 2025.
Love this, man.
This team has real confident and quiet belief in themselves. I believe they're on a mission, regardless of a number one ranking, regardless of all the hype. All the hype in the number one ranking is neither validation nor a curse to this team. They're above and beyond that before any of us even said they were number one preseason ranked or got all the hype around them. And I think that's what any great championship team's got to have. They've got to have their own reason and mission that they're on, regardless of what anyone else thinks. Whether they're someone jumping on the bandwagon or whether they're over here catcalling from the stands being a naysayer. This team and give a damn about all that bull. Got a mission there, huh? They believe it. They're ready to earn it.
Oh,
it's a long
guy.
Season, so we'll see. But that's what I love about the makeup of this team. Head, heart, soul aligned in the belief that it's theirs to go get.
Welcome. That was awesome.
Back on the radio. Woo! We just watched Matthew McConaughey on our Roku channel only segment there. Talk about the Texas Longhorns. We'll talk a little bit about them right now as well. Dan Straight, former head coach of Texas Longhorn football and is part of the Stampede, a podcast on Texas Longhorns football and its history. Vince Young is part of it. So is the CBS Austin sports director, Bob Ballew, and this man, Mac Brown, back on the program. Woo. How you doing, Coach Brown? How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Rich. Just listening to Matthew puts a smile on my face. He and Jack Ingram and I have a charity named Mac Jack and McConaughey every year in Austin. It's raised a lot of money and given some back. And I got on them once about being a little late, and Matthew said, "We're actors. We're entertainers. You're a coach. I mean, don't expect us to be on time and listening and paying attention." And I remember before the national championship game, Matthew started a song, "They Don't Think So, We Know So." And he was beating his chest.
Is he doing it? He was doing the beating his chest.
And he had the entire team on the night before the game taking pictures in the Rose Bowl. And I'm sitting there looking at them and they're saying, "They don't think so, but we know so." I mean, there are 102 of them singing it and going crazy. And I would say that when we're talking about jerseys,
yes, sir,
of a guy going to a game and wearing a jersey that's not his two teams.
Yes, sir.
Well, I went through the Columbus airport today and I wore black because I was going to be really, really careful and make sure that nobody thought I was wearing burnt orange in that airport.
Well, come on, no, Mac. Come on now. I mean, aren't you the one that's going to plant a flag tomorrow after the victory? Isn't that going to happen?
No. I didn't plant it 20 years ago and I'm not planting it tomorrow for sure. But this game is so cool and the Ohio State fans were great on the plane. They were cutting up and laughing and taking pictures. And we're headed to the podcast. I'll put my orange on in a second.
Good.
And we're joining podcast with Ohio State players. Then they've got a cornhole match tonight. It's and give back to charity. In fact, Vince Young and Ricky Williams are giving the money they raised back to the flood victims in Texas. So college football is such a wonderful game. And it's so passionate. It means so much that somebody, or pro football sports, that somebody would wear somebody else's jersey to a game and be so proud that they'd stand right in the middle. But I can't wait for this game. It's there's so many similarities with these two teams. It's the way to start off college football season.
Mac Brown, your assessment of Arch Manning and the challenge in front of him is what?
I think he's really good. He's big. He's tall. He's very accurate. He's smart. He was raised in a quarterback family. His grandfather has been kind of the go-to guy, and Archie was one of the best to ever play. And then, of course, Eli and Peyton were two of the best. And then his dad, Cooper, was a receiver at Ole Miss and very smart and very successful businessman. So very few people, I think, Rich, could handle the pressure of that name. And this young man's gotten so much pressure. They're talking about him winning the Heisman. They're talking about this, talking about that. And I've been around him quite a bit. He is so comfortable and humble that I think only a Manning could handle what he's having thrown at him. And that'll be a load tomorrow. I do think when we played this game, it was a defensive battle. And we made a few big plays to win the game. But I've gone back and checked the stats. It was a defensive battle. But it was 8 o'clock at night, and you couldn't hear anything.
Right.
And it'll be really interesting to see – with the game tomorrow at noon, will that make a huge difference? Yeah, I mean, will the fans be as loud at noon as they would be at 8 o'clock at night?
So then, the challenge of Steve Sarkisian to coach this kid and get him prepared for a game this big, knowing that it's more than just about this game this year. Clearly, what's your opinion on that, Mac?
Well, both of these teams have been labeled in preseason. Whether it's you're the defending national champ, you've got a new young quarterback that hasn't played, and saying, You've got a new defensive coordinator. You got a new offensive coordinator. All the things that are being said about Ryan's team, and these are two of the best coaches and two of the best programs in college football. And then Steve's deal is he loses four of his starting offensive linemen. I think these guys lost 23 to 27 guys to the NFL. I mean, they're just machines putting out NFL players. They've got C.J. Baxter back as a running back. They got hurt last year. They had to replace three great receivers. Both teams are great on defense. Coach Sarkisian's got to figure out what Pat Patricia's going to do on defense because he hadn't seen him, and Matt hadn't coached defense for a number of years. So that's going to be a different dilemma, trying to redo the game plan in the first quarter. And I think, Rich, more than anything else, there's so much pressure on these two quarterbacks, and they're playing great defenses, and they don't have a game under their belt. We're going to find out their identity tomorrow. So both coaches have to handle their quarterbacks, get them some easy throws early, make sure they can protect early, throw the ball outside, throw the ball deep, but don't throw it across the middle. Because you're hyped and a ball will get tipped, you'll overthrow it, be an interception. And most early games are lost more than one. And that sounds really strange. And coaches use it a lot. Fans hate it because they said, well, you're trying to keep from losing. No, you are trying to keep from losing. And you start talking about Julian. He was 5 for 12 last year. He has had very few opportunities to play, and especially in a game like this. And he was a number one dual threat quarterback in the country, so he can run. So I think taking care of the ball, who can handle goal line and short yardage situations, and which quarterback will make enough plays with his feet to keep them alive on drives and have long scoring drives will be the ones that win this game.
Mac Brown here on the Rich Eisen Show. Obviously, this Texas team's trying to do what the last Texas national championship team did with you, is win it all. Were you surprised at the end of that game that Reggie Bush was not on the field, Mac Brown, at the end of that game?
Well, I was, but Lindell White had gained about 250 yards rushing on the power play,
yes, sir.
Off tackle.
Yep.
So it's if I was Pete, I would have gone for it because they weren't stopping us. And if I was Pete, I would have handed it to Lindell White. Now, if Reggie should have been on the field, if they'd made the first down, it would have never been mentioned.
Pretty
but
much.
Since we stopped them and we go back and score, then it got to be a big deal. But Pete's a pretty good coach.
Oh, yeah.
So I think we're good.
No, I know that. It's just that's part of the conversation even years later from all that. Your recollection then of that game and that night, Mac?
It was really special, and that's why tomorrow's so special. It's different now because with the playoff,
yep.
The team that loses tomorrow can still get in the playoff and still win the national championship. When we played Jim Tressel's team, I think Ohio State's team in 05, the Texas team we had, and the USC team were the three best teams in the country. And the team that won this game was going to probably play USC for the national championship. Because Ohio State ended up having a great year, too. And it was, I thought it was really cool, Rich, even in the BCS, that there wasn't any question that those were the two best teams in the country, Texas and USC. And it was everybody else. And people didn't give us much of a chance, but they were a little afraid to say, Texas pretty good. But two Heisman Trophy winners, Vince Young had just lost the Heisman to Reggie in New York. And he got on the phone with their entire team who thought he was going to win. And they're in the team meeting room back in Austin. I just remember him telling Rod Wright, tell them all, man, game on. Game is on. So probably Vince losing the Heisman was an early edge for us because he got everybody stirred up.
Mac Brown here on the Rich Eisen Show. Now you're doing a podcast with him, huh?
Matt, we are, and Vince and I are having a blast. And I told him, memories are really a weird thing. Sometimes they come out and say, remember when you said this? And I said, no. I never said that. He said, oh, yeah, Coach, we all remember you saying that. Nope, that may be what you heard. That's not what I said. But we're having a blast and just talking about Texas past, Texas present, and college football currently and in the future.
Yeah, it's the Stampede. So all you Longhorn fans and fans of college football, check out The Stampede, wherever you get your podcasts. Mac Brown, in the tenure that you were with North Carolina and Texas and then North Carolina again, if I told you that when you left North Carolina, you would be succeeded as the head coach of North Carolina football by Bill Belichick, you would have said what to me, Mac Brown?
I would have probably said, nah, I don't think so.
Right.
It's amazing how things happen. But Lee Roberts is the new chancellor, and he has really committed to football. And it's a time where you have to. But Lee Roberts is committed to Coach Belichick in every way. And they have a chance to be as good as anybody in the country. And now they brought in 70-plus new players. Now that you can buy players, it's more like an NFL model. They've got money, so they can buy really good players. So there's and Bill's arguably the best coach of any sport in his life. He's won so many Super Bowls. It'll be fun to watch him. We've still got some of our players that are there. I've got a lot of friends in that state that love North Carolina football. And like I said, this is the first time they've really stepped up and to the plate and committed to it. So it's going to be fun to watch.
And before I let you go, Mac, it's a big day on ESPN on Saturday, College Game Day, as Lee Corso says farewell to College Game Day and it's to him. Your favorite Lee Corso story, please. What do you have for me, Mac Brown?
Well, the first thing, how many of us have always said, not so fast, my friend?
Right, pretty much.
I mean, just in conversations because of Coach. But Coach and I, he was a mentor of mine when he first got in the business. I would talk to him a lot. We would go to different bowl functions. He was so successful, but he was out of the box. Like he's been on game day. He'll say anything, he'll do anything, but he'll back it up. Right. And he's a guy with stats. And he's a fun guy. And I remember when he would pick us, and he did many times. He was the only one to pick us for the national championship game. He would come down on the sideline and say, okay, I stuck my neck out now. You better win. And I mean, he would walk up and down that sideline, and he would be stalking you and staring at you.
Is that right?
Man.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
His picks have been really, really important to him. There'll never, ever be another Lee Corso. And he's an icon in our business. Mm-hmm. We're all going to miss the headgear picks. And it's just something I've loved about in the morning getting ready to coach. You always wanted to see who Coach picked. And it was just because it was fun.
Yeah.
And he's put fun into a very, very difficult business. And I know I'm really going to miss him. Mac, and I know many people will.
Mac Brown, you're the man. Congrats on the pod. Let's chat more often. Obviously, Tex is going to be in the spotlight this year, and you're a delight to talk to, and thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank Rich. Yeah. Thanks for having me on. I'm going to go put on my orange now so I can go back on campus.
And just walk around town. Just walk around town. I'm Mac Brown. Am I burnt orange? Who are you? You know what I mean?
I will say, Rich, when USC and Ohio State fans come up and say, I hate you, I said, well, let's see. That means you're an Oklahoma fan, you're an A&M fan, you're a USC fan, you're an Ohio State fan. Ohio State, you ruined my life. And I said, good. Better me ruin your life than you ruin mine.
That's it. That's it, Mac Brown.
Tell him, Coach.
You go into let's that go. Columbus afternoon being yourself. Enjoy it.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. He's recording the latest episode of The Stampede. Everybody check it out where you can get your pods. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Phone calls, AFC West predictions, and a farewell. That's all coming up.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILLY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
You told a story about the genesis of All Right, All Right.
Yes.
All Right.
Yes.
Would you please tell that story?
Here's where that comes from. So, okay. Dazed and Confused.
Yes. Genius film.
I'm in the right bar at the right time. Mm-hmm. And a guy goes, "Hey, you ever done any acting? You might be right, just right for this part." Legendary cast director and producer Don Phillips. And I said, "Yeah, I was in a Miller Lite commercial for about this long, but you know, maybe I'm in film school at the time." And he goes, "Well, come to this address. You might be just right. Pick up the script." I go down, I pick up the script. There's three scenes with three lines. And one of the lines is Wooderson out front of the pool hall. The girls walk by. He checks her out going by. And his buddy says, "Man, you got to cut that out. You're going to go to jail for that, Wooderson." And Wooderson steps forward and says, "No, man, that's what I love about those high school girls. I get older, but they stay the same age." Legendary line. I call it a launch pad line. Nice. Like, you're going to say, that unpack anyone, any character who says that and believes it, we can write a book on that guy, right? So that was one of the lines. So I go work on those three lines for 3 weeks. I come back, and they do what's called a makeup and wardrobe test, meaning they're shooting another scene one night. I'm just going to show up. Director's going to step off the set and come and look and go, "Great, I approve." Well, he comes and looks. He goes, "Geez, this is Wooderson. It's great." He goes, "Listen, you're not scheduled to work tonight, but we're over here at the Top Notch drive through, and you think Wooderson might want to pick up on the redheaded intellectual, Jake?" And I'm like, "Sure." And he goes, "Want to shoot it?" I'm like, "Sure." So I go get in the car. I shoot my first scene ever in a film.
Of your career?
Of my career. And I had been listening to a lot of 70s rock and roll at that time. And there was a certain live recording of a Jim Morrison concert in like Amsterdam or somewhere where he barks at the crowd, "All right, all right, all right, all right," four times, real aggressively though. I'm not thinking about that, but this comes back. So I'm in the car and I'm like, "Who's my man?" I'm nervous. I'm about to hear act. "Who's my man? Who's Wooderson?" I said, "Well, I'm about my car." And I go, "Well, I'm in my 70 Chevelle." Yes. "There's one." Mm-hmm. I said, "I'm about getting high." I said, "Well, Slater's riding shotgun. You know he's got a Dubois rolled up." "There's two." I said, "And I'm about rock and roll." And I said, "Well, I got Nugent, Stranglehold in the 8-track, man." "There's three." And I hear action. And I look up, and in my mind, I go, "And I'm about chicks. I got three out of four. Let's go get the fourth." "All right, all right, all right." Pull out. That was it.
So
first words I ever said on screen. First words I ever said. And that was the three affirmations of those three things I had. And there we go.
All of Matthew McConaughey's appearances on The Rich Eisen Show can be seen on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. I love that guy. Have you seen Interstellar again yet? Or you haven't seen it yet? I told you I saw
it. No, I haven't seen it.
Dude, I was so late to that party.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that one yet.
Yeah, oh, some of my crew love that movie.
But I love McConaughey.
I told you it made me cry on the plane home.
Yeah. Oof.
And I got up and I sought out Taylor and I gave her the biggest hug.
On the plane?
Oh, so it's one of those movies, huh?
Well, it's a girl dad story.
Oh, I gotcha.
Okay.
Among many other things.
Sure, of course.
I mean, I'm boiling down just one aspect of it. Girl dad story. Pretty amazing. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. Fun Friday show before a big Memorial Labor Day weekend is right here upon us, back on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's get a Milwaukee perspective. Michael in Milwaukee here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, sir? What's up?
Not much, Rich. What's going on with you guys?
What's on your mind, sir?
I would love to play the win-loss game for the Green Bay Packers.
Now, buddy, we are talking.
Oh, yeah.
The previous three have been done without knowing Micah Parsons was going to wind up on the team the weekend before taking on the Lions. What happens now, Michael, in Milwaukee when the Packers open up against the Lions? What happens?
I think people are underestimating Dan Campbell. I think the Packers and the rest of the league are going to come out a little cocky against him. I think we're going to lose the first game at home.
Okay. Ooh. Didn't see that one coming. What happens when the Commanders come into town just 5 days later?
I will be at Lambeau Field watching Micah Parsons give Jaden Daniels hell, and the Packers are going to win.
Now we're 1-1 at Cleveland.
That's going to be a win as well.
We're on a roll going into Dallas with Micah Sunday night.
If Jerry doesn't regret that trade, now he will regret it then.
Now you're going into the bind, a three-game win streak, coming out with the Bengals in town.
That's going to be a win.
4-1 at the Cardinals.
Win.
5 straight wins before you see Aaron Rodgers on Sunday Night Football in Pittsburgh.
Going to get sacked 3 times, and the Steelers are going to lose that one.
By Micah? Is Micah doing the sacking?
I'm going to say he'll get 2. Rashawn Gary will get the other.
That's calling a shot. Boom. 6 wins in a row. 6-1 home for the Panthers.
That's a win.
7 wins in a row home for the Eagles on a Monday night.
That's going to be a loss.
All right. Now 7-2 at the Giants.
Come on, Rich. That's going to be a win.
8-2 home for the Vikings.
I think that is a win there as well. I think we had a real rough record against our division last year. We're not going to have the same issue this year.
9-2 at Detroit on Thanksgiving. You have a history of ruining Thanksgiving in Detroit.
And history is going to repeat itself.
Okay. That is now 10-2 home for the Bears.
That's a win.
11-2 at the Broncos.
That's a win as well.
12-2 at the Bears.
We're going to go 2-0 against the Bears.
13-2 home for the Ravens on a Saturday.
That's going to be a loss.
13-3 at the Vikings.
And that's going to be a win.
14-3, says Michael in Milwaukee. Thank you, sir.
After an 0-1 start.
One seed.
It certainly would be. All right, it's time to predict the American Football Conference Western Division. TJ, we'll give you the first up since you're licking your wounds the most.
TJ, I'm hurt, son. I'm hurt.
Predicting the AFC West, sir.
AFC West, I'm going to preface this by saying this was the toughest division so far, and I do believe all of these teams, guys, are going to finish with a winning record.
Okay.
But that being said, someone's got to fall into each number. That's so correct. Jay Felly, I told you earlier, I don't mean any disrespect to Raider Nation, but I got you guys coming in fourth. But again, I think your season's going to be pretty decent.
What a jerk.
I got the Chargers third, the Broncos second. And until, you know, Patrick Mahomes doesn't exist anymore on a football field, I'm sticking with the Chiefs.
Chargers third, huh?
Yeah, but again, like I think this is going to be a very tight division. I think 3 of these teams are probably going to make the playoffs.
Christopher?
I have a feeling I'm not going to like any of your answers.
I would agree.
You know, TJ, you and I are lockstep. I give, the exact same thing. The Raiders, I think, are going to be better than people think, but they're not going to be as good as the other 3 teams ahead of them. The Chargers, I have them third. I don't love the Rashawn Slater injury.
Yes, I hear you.
And I'm just wondering who else is going to catch the ball. I know the Keenan Allen's there, but he's 34 years old. We know Adidi is awesome. Really excited for Omarion Hampton. But they're not quite as good as Denver, who is not quite as good as Kansas City. I still think this is a Chiefs, though I don't think they're going 15-2 again.
I'll tell you this. I am toying with the idea of the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. I've got to come up with this for Tuesday's NFL Game Day morning season kickoff show on Friday, Tuesday night at 8 Eastern time.
It's never a stretch.
Chiefs winning the division. I have Harbaugh and the Chargers finishing second.
Okay.
Keenan Allen's back. And I am concerned about Rashawn Slater, but when they drafted Joe Alt, he was a left tackle.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. And he was doing great on the right side. One.
I get it.
You know.
So
at least they have that, though.
You think
they have that?
And Denver, I'm excited. We're talking to Sean Payton next Tuesday. He thinks they can win the Super Bowl. You can win the Super Bowl from finishing third if you're a wild card team going on a run.
Sure.
And I think your Raiders will be toying with the idea of making the playoffs at some point this season.
This season. Thank you.
Of course, dude. You know how I feel about Pete here. You know how I feel about Pete.
Need to see it. They've got a lot to prove.
Need to see it.
A lot of proven guys. Offensive line's a little shaky.
Right. But. And the line we came up with the other day. Ashton Jeanty. He's going to be terrific, but he's going from Boise to men.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good line.
You said that the other day because I missed that.
No. It's coming. We recorded the Overreaction Monday podcast for Monday.
I like that.
It's coming.
Boise to men.
Yeah, the next Overreaction Monday podcast is dropping on Labor Day.
Hopefully the end of the road is a long way down the road
say,
for him.
On the fly. Rich came up with that on the spot. Slayed me.
That's what he does.
I know. I get it. Huge smile as he thought of it.
He was very proud.
You watch the Overreaction Monday podcast on our YouTube page on Monday or get it wherever you get your podcasts. I almost walked off the set. I was so proud of that.
It was really good.
Almost mic dropped and walked off the set.
Did you hear how I ended that for you, though? Hopefully the end of the road for Jeanty is way.
No, yes, I didn't get that.
End of the road was the very famous voice.
Now that we've come.
Okay.
Trying to show me up.
Texas wins, Ohio State wins. Texas wins, Ohio State wins.
Hook 'em. Let's go.
TJ.
Gotta go Texas.
You already know.
Yeah, gotta go Texas.
Okay.
Sarch season.
It's our season.
Let's go.
My heart says, but I think that's a tall order, pal.
I mean, Jeremiah
for
Smith
who? For Arch?
Might put on a show.
Yeah, I think Ohio State's going to win. Yeah. I mean, they feel it. They know it. That's why Portnoy's not allowed to see it with his own two eyes.
I can feel it.
Oh God, I can't get enough of that.
Archibald Jay Manning is coming.
Syracuse, Tennessee, also same time. In case you need.
Listen, we're going to sign off on Roku in a second. We're signing off on the Infinity Sports Network. This show is available throughout the fall in many of these stations, and we appreciate everybody there at Westwood One. I just give my shout out to all those who have been so supportive.
Yeah.
Bruce Gilbert and you know my friend Teresa Gage as well. Back to sign off on Roku in a second.
I am Michael Rosenbaum.
I am Tom Welling.
Welcome to Talkville,
where it's fun to talk about Smallville.
We're going to be talking to sometimes guest stars.
Are you liking the direction Lois is going in?
Yeah, because I'm getting more screen time.
It's good.
But mostly it's just me and Tom remembering.
I think we all feel like there was a scene missing here.
You got me, Tom.
Let's revisit it. Let's look at it.
See what we remember.
I
had never been around anything like that before. I mean, it was so fun.
Talkville.
Talkville.
I just had a flashback.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Let's get into it.